The remains of the 7 Columbia astronauts were flown to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware today. Finding those remains has been the top priority of search teams in Texas and Louisiana. Now, searchers are focusing on collecting parts of the space shuttle, which may hold valuable clues about Saturday's crash. NPR's Richard Harris joins us now. And Richard, how much of the space shuttle have they actually found already?
Well, they haven't really been tallying it up. What they can say is there's only been one truckload so far delivered to Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana, which is one of the two places where they're delivering these remains. And they've not found any of the critical parts yet, the parts they really most want to get. They have not. They're called red flag parts. And so far, NASA, you know, has identified computer chips and a few other things they want people to be especially looking for, important clues. And those have not shown up yet.
Well, why are those especially important clues?
Well, computer chips may still have some information on them that are interesting, the data that survived impact with the Earth. I think the other class of very interesting material is stuff that fell off the shuttle early on in its troubles, which might be over Arizona or Nevada or California. And if investigators can find things there, those would be presumably very important clues because it could say where things first started to go wrong on the shuttle. And there are reports of things like that. A mysterious photograph was reported today in the San Francisco Chronicle from California.
In California.
Yeah.
So something at the westernmost end of the debris field, the first part of the debris field that the shuttle would pass over, might be a clue as to what went wrong first.
Exactly. If they find particular tiles, they can figure out where those tiles came from on the shuttle, or if they find another part, they can say, oh, maybe it wasn't the tiles, maybe this other part failed.
From what the NASA people are saying at their briefings, do you get any sense of how their understanding of the crash, or at least their theory of the crash, is evolving?
Their theory is we don't know yet. Mm-hmm. And it's a hard story to tell because newspapers are more and more focusing on it was the debris that fell from the external tank and so on.
It was what they were warned about in 1997.
Right. And today, once again in the briefings, the NASA spokesman Ron Dinamore said to the reporters, as you focus your attention on debris, that would be debris mm-hmm. falling from the external tank, we're focusing on what we didn't see. We believe there's something else.
So NASA is just unpersuaded by what it's seen about the debris so far. It doesn't think that could have caused the crash is what I gather is being said there.
That's what they're saying, that because the stuff that fell off is very light. It's as light as styrofoam practically. It's the same sort of foam, rigid foam insulation you sometimes find inside houses. And not the squishy stuff, but the rigid stuff. And they're just saying it wasn't going that fast, it wasn't that heavy. And they actually also released a photograph today, a blurry one, but still showing the underside of the wing, left wing after liftoff and after this incident happened, and there's no gross damage there. So it could still be a small bit of damage, but they're saying, look, there wasn't a huge catastrophic strip off of tiles at this point.
Now, as you say, NASA is very interested in finding some specific parts of the shuttle, but they're very interested in people, civilians, not going around and picking up these parts. And a couple of people in Texas were actually arrested for looting debris.
That's true. NASA is trying to send a message to these folks that we need this evidence, first of all, to figure out what went on with the shuttle. So they're giving amnesty to people until Friday who haven't been arrested, saying, okay, this is a lesson to everybody else. We are going to arrest you and prosecute you. They also issued a new warning today saying not only are there toxic gases and things we've heard about before, but there are some explosive parts, pyrotechnic parts on the shuttle, exploding bolts that use to release things, sometimes for emergency purposes. And they say, you can't tell by looking that something might be explosive, so stay away.
Okay, thank you, Richard.
My pleasure.
NPR's Richard Harris.